Hello, faithful explorers, and welcome back to the podcast where we pack our bags with curiosity and trek through the amazing world of beliefs, traditions, and stories. I'm Laura, your guide on this adventure. Check your belief backpack real quick. Do you have your imaginary binoculars? How about your sense of wonder? Awesome. Today we are traveling back over 2,000 years. We are exploring Hanukkah. You might have heard it called the Festival of Lights. And let me tell you, it involves brave heroes and a tiny jar of oil that did something impossible.
Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack.
Picture this, a long, long time ago in the land of Judea, that's near modern-day Israel, life was tough for the Jewish people. A king named Antiochus had taken over. He was not a nice guy. He said,
"Everyone has to be exactly like me. No more of your own prayers, no more of your own holidays, and definitely no more lighting your special lamps in the temple."
He actually sent his soldiers to mess up the beautiful temple in Jerusalem. They broke things and put out the holy lights. It was a dark time. But there was a family called the Maccabees. They weren't a huge army with giant muscles or super suits. They were regular people who had a lot of courage. The leader, Judah Maccabee, said,
"We have to stand up for who we are."
Even though the king's army was huge, the Maccabees won. They chased the bad guys away and reclaimed their temple. But when they got inside the temple, oh no, it was a mess. They wanted to light the menorah, a giant golden lampstand that was supposed to burn all the time to show that God's presence was there. They searched everywhere for clean oil to light it. They looked under benches, behind curtains. Finally, they found one tiny jar. It had the special seal on it, so they knew it was pure. But it was only enough oil to last for one single night. They lit it anyway. They thought, well, at least we have light for tonight. But then, the miracle happened. The sun went down and the sun came up. The lamp was still burning. Another night passed, still burning. 3 nights. 4 nights, 5. That tiny drop of oil lasted for 8 whole nights until they could make more. That is why Hanukkah is 8 days long. It's a celebration that a little bit of light can last a lot longer than you think. I want you to find a comfy spot. You can sit in a chair or lie down, close your eyes. Imagine with me. Imagine you are sitting in a very dark room. It's pitch black. You can't even see your hand in front of your face. It feels a little lonely, maybe a little scary. Now imagine you are holding a single unlit candle. In your pocket, you find a match. You strike it. A tiny orange flame appears. Look at that flame in your mind. It's small, but it pushes the darkness back. Notice how warm it feels near your hand. Now imagine that flame isn't on the candle. Instead, it's inside your chest, right where your heart is. It's glowing a soft, warm gold. Sometimes life feels like that dark room. Maybe you're nervous about a test, or someone was mean to you, or you just feel sad today. That's the darkness trying to get in. But take a deep breath in and breathe out. As you breathe, picture that light in your chest getting brighter. It's not just a little flame anymore. It's a strong, steady beam of light. It reminds you that you are brave like the Maccabees. It reminds you that even when you feel small, you have enough oil inside you to keep going. You are the lamp. You are the light. When you're ready, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and open your eyes.
Konnichiwa. Hola. Bonjour.
Let's cross our friendship bridge. Hanukkah is special to Jewish people, but the idea of lighting up the darkness is something humans all over the world love. If we walk across the bridge to India and many other places, we find a holiday called Diwali. Just like Hanukkah uses the menorah, Diwali uses small clay lamps called diyas. In Hanukkah, we light one more candle each night to show the light growing. In Diwali, people light rows and rows of lamps to guide goodness into their homes and chase away the darkness. Do you see the connection? Whether it's a menorah or a diya, people everywhere use light to say, hope is stronger than fear. It's like we are all lighting different lamps in the same dark room. This week's challenge is... Are you ready for your mission of the week? I'm calling this Operation Glow. You have two choices for this mission. Option one, the jar of light. Ask an adult to help you find a clean, empty jar. Cut out little shapes from colored paper, stars, hearts, or flames, and glue them to the inside. Then place a battery-operated tea light inside. Put it on your bedside table to remind you of the inner flame we talked about. Option two, the secret spark. Be a human candle for someone else. Do one act of kindness that nobody asks you to do, and try to keep it a secret. Make your brother's bed. Draw a picture for your teacher. Leave a nice note in a library book. When you do it, imagine you are lighting a little candle in their day. It's game time! During Hanukkah, kids play a game with a spinning top called a dreidel. It has four sides, and each side has a Hebrew letter on it. Depending on what letter it lands on, you either win gold coins called gelt, or you have to put some back in the pot. We are going to play a physical version called dreidel jump. Everybody stand up. I'm going to spin the imaginary dreidel. If I say gimel, that means get all. I want you to jump up and reach for the sky like you're grabbing all the coins. If I say hey, that means half. I want you to squat down halfway to the floor. If I say noon, that means nothing. You have to freeze like a statue. Don't move a muscle. If I say shin, that means share or put one in. And I want you to spin around in a circle. Ready? Here we go. Gimel! Everybody jump high, grab those coins. Noon, freeze, don't blink. Shin, spin around. Whoa, don't get dizzy. Gimel, jump again. You guys are pros. Noon, freeze. Hey, halfway down, hold that squat. Great job. The letters on the dreidel actually stand for a Hebrew sentence, Nas Gadol Hayasham. It means a great miracle happened there. What's inside our belief backpack this week? Let's put three things in our belief backpack to take home with us. Number one, small things can be mighty. Just like the tiny jar of oil, you might feel small, but you can do big things. Number two, bravery is standing up. The Maccabees were brave enough to be themselves, even when the king said no. Being true to yourself is the bravest thing you can do. And number three, light is better shared. Whether it's a menorah, a Diwali lamp, or a kind smile, light is meant to be shared with others. Thank you so much for exploring with me today. Until our next adventure, stay curious, stay kind, and keep faithfully exploring the wonderful world.